When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're going to the surface of the planet Mars. With the brave little toaster Ingenuity, Bob Zimmerman reporting. Bob, Ingenuity continues to exceed its design specifications. Is there any estimate how long it can keep this hop and jump and spy and land scenario?
Well, I'll tell you, John, Perseverance, its boss, continues to do its work on the floor of Jezero crater. And Ingenuity right now is kind of been promoted into an operational mode. Even though it was originally designed as only an engineering experiment, they are maintaining it under the actual idea of what these things would be used for. It's a scout for the rover. And so they have announced that what the 19th flight of Ingenuity will be. It's going to be a short flight, retracing the steps that both the rover and the helicopter took for the first 6 months of their travels in Jezero crater. It's continuing that retracing. But they're planning to use it down the road. They have now announced their goals, and their goals are that they're going to try to continue to fly ahead of Perseverance to scout the terrain that Perseverance will need to travel across as it moves towards that large delta of material that flowed into Jezero crater and was the reason they picked this location. Now, the question is what route they're going to take to that delta. The announcement here was not entirely clear. It kind of suggested that they might take a shortcut. I suspect I'm probably wrong on that. They're probably going to follow their plan. I've got a map on Behind the Black, which not only shows you where the rover and Ingenuity has traveled, but it also shows in a dashed line the planned route. And I think they're going to probably follow that right through.
Bob, about Perseverance and its mission status right now, all is well, according to your report. So I just want to establish here at the beginning of 22, what do we expect it to achieve going forward? Are there big missions? Or are we still doing the exploring? It's giving us these great photographs, but what else is the mission?
Well, Perseverance is going to work its way along the same route, studying the floor of Jezero crater. At a certain point, it's going to determine that it's pretty much learned enough, and it's going to move more quickly. It's been moving very slowly because they're getting their baseline data. But once they've got that, they'll move very quickly to get to the delta, and they'll start to climb up on the delta, getting data, moving up layers and seeing how things changed. And eventually they'll move out of the crater through the gap where the delta formed, and they'll move up on the terrain above the crater, higher mountainous terrain. And that'll be interesting because it'll be the southern crater highlands, actually, which not many rovers, I don't think anything has ever landed in the southern crater highland. I take that back. They have. I take that completely back. Opportunity did, and so did Spirit. But nonetheless, they'll be moving up into an area that hasn't been explored in those southern crater highlands.
And are they now building Ingenuity into the plans, counting on it as scouting?
Yes, that's exactly right. It appears now that they've decided as long as Ingenuity can operate, they might as well use it as the helicopters in the future will be used as a scout. And so it's going to fly along, apparently it's going to be flying in leapfrogging with Perseverance along the path that they plan to go, but ahead of Perseverance. And as it goes, it takes pictures of the path to fly, and they will therefore have a better idea of where to take Perseverance step by step.
Ingenuity is a wonder. Its writ has been extended. So we go now to a new NASA robot. It's the James Webb Telescope. And when last Bob reported, it was deploying pieces of its heat shield, and then next up was, what are we worried about now, Bob?
Well, actually, the worries are mostly over, it seems. We got to keep your fingers crossed. The sun shield completely deployed successfully. That was the most worrisome part of this deployment because it was an extremely complicated deployment. It involved five layers that had to all work and hundreds of parts. It was just a really, as I said, I'm behind the black. It was probably, its deployment was keeping engineers and astronomers asleep nights for probably 2 decades. Well, they did that successfully, and then they successfully deployed the heat radiator, and this is designed to draw the heat off the sun shield and away from the telescope. Got to remember, this is not an optical telescope. It's not a descendant or a replacement for Hubble. It's an infrared telescope. It looks at objects in infrared wavelengths. But infrared is heat, and so when you're looking at a very faint infrared object far away, any heat from any other source, such as the sun, will blind you, fog up the image. And so that's why it's got a sun shield, and that's what the heat radiator is for, to get the heat away, and that's now been deployed. They also deployed the telescope's secondary mirror. This is the mirror in front of the primary, the smaller mirror in front of the primary. It sits on a tripod that had to unfold and hold it, and that successfully happened. We are basically now at the point where the only thing left to deploy is the primary mirror, and the primary mirror has to unfold. It's made up of segments. And it's probably the least worrisome part of this process because that's a pretty straightforward process, even though this is large and it's a mirror, it's mirror segments. It's not like a solar panel. Nonetheless, unfolding panels like this is something they've done for decades. So we're looking at very possibly by the weekend, this telescope will be ready to operate, John. At that point in time, they will not start taking science. They have to wait several more weeks for the whole telescope to cool down. Remember, they're looking at heat. And so the telescope was at room temperature when it launched. And, you know, over time, it's got to dissipate the heat of its own equipment. And then once it's done that, they're going to spend about 5 months doing additional testing to align the mirrors, to figure out how the telescope operates in space so they know what to do. And so we should start to see first images, infrared images from the telescope in the next few months.
Infrared images of a supernova. Bob is here to feature something that I didn't think it was possible. Before, during, and after. What, Bob, you're a fan of supernova. What does this bring to the
A supernova is a star being destroyed, John. As in its end of its life, it turns into either a neutron star or a black hole and produces this gigantic explosion. They have observed lots of supernovas over decades, but never were observing and studying the star prior to the explosion. Well, they have now done so. The dying red supergiant was emitting very strange radiation, so scientists started to study it, and they were getting good data on it, and then it went supernova. So they actually got really good data for the first time of a star just before it went supernova. This is going to help explain how supernovas occur, and it also, by the way, doesn't follow any of the theories on how this works, John.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.